The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Did you have a big problem with the way A.J. Hinch handled everything last night?
Not really. I don't mind him bringing in Osuna there because it was the middle of the order. It's kind of a high-leverage situation.
Keep
the
game at a run. Is Osuna your best pitcher? Is he better than McHugh or McCullers?
He's been pretty good for him, so I don't know if I can...
He's also never been in spots like this.
The only thing I questioned was after he loaded the bases, I might have brought somebody else in. That's the only thing I would question, but I don't think it mattered. I mean, they only scored two runs, A.J.
That's
not
going to
beat the Red Sox.
Who do you think's the least hit quarterback in the NFL?
I might guess Jared Goff.
He's close. He's fourth on the list.
Okay.
Actually, fifth. Mahomes? Drew Brees, number one.
Okay, that makes sense. Their offensive line has played really well.
The Texans are 32nd. Their quarterback's been hit more than anybody in the league. What's your guess on the number for Houston?
I'm going to go 56.
How about 70?
Oh, my God. Wow.
21 more times than the next most hit quarterback.
No wonder he's going to die.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jong Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And you can watch us on live stream. Just search ESPN975.com live stream and it'll pop right up. So we're back on live stream. And it's also What Are the Odds Wednesday. So when you call, text, tweet, or get involved, put odds on it. What are the odds? Everybody's loving this food conversation, these restaurant conversations.
I guess so.
Yeah. Lamont mentioned Godfather's Pizza. Not sure if that was national or I remember Godfather's, but I don't know if they were national either. I don't know whether they were a big chain or not. And then everybody wants to get in on that French show. I guess you're guaranteed to get some action, right? If you sign up for the show.
Yeah.
I don't think people want to see me on that show. I don't think I'm going to have a chance. I'm pretty sure I would get rejected at the very beginning. And just no, nobody wants to see you on camera. Sorry. But yeah, it's a bit much for me. But I'm an old. I figure if I want to see that, I have websites for that. Man, I was looking at some of the lines that we talked about yesterday. I think I'm zeroing in on several games.
Okay.
That I'm excited about in college football. I think I've got about four games I think I'm going to play this week. And some of them are just, by the way, Rockets, see the Rockets number tonight? -8.
Yeah.
Against Pelican. Not betting NBA.
No, don't do it.
Can't do it. What do you think of Stanford minus 2.5 at Arizona State?
I don't know. I hate Stanford. I think they suck.
I do too, but
I mean, their only chance to win is with big plays. I don't know if I would have downgraded them quite to that level yet, but I just don't want to bet on them. I don't trust them.
What do you think of Vanderbilt getting 11.5 from Kentucky? I don't think we talked about that one yesterday.
I think that's a lot of points, more than I want to give with Kentucky. But Vanderbilt's so bad. So bad. But I mean, they played Florida tough last week.
I'm looking at Cincinnati plus 3.5 at Temple. Haven't decided for sure, but that's a game I'm very seriously considering. I've already punched a ticket on Central Florida minus 21 against East Carolina. I saw what Houston did to those guys last week. Central Florida is better than Houston.
Okay.
Sorry, Cougar. So those two for sure.
I'm for sure going to be on Ohio State Purdue over 67.
Like that too.
Purdue isn't a very good football team, but they can score. Ohio State, they're a pretty good football team despite having a really crappy defense. So I just think it's going to be an up and down the field kind of game. So I like that to be a high scoring game. I think I'm going to be on Florida International.
Yeah, I am. That's another ticket that's already punched. It's down to 23.5 against Rice.
Is so horrible, yeah. And they're going to be on a walk on quarter or former walk on. I guess they handed him a scholarship somehow. I'll be on Fresno.
Yeah, that's like money every week. 13.5 is that number two. Inside of two touchdowns, love it.
I don't know if there was anything else that I was really.
I wish Tulsa was getting more points from Arkansas than 7. I'd like to play Tulsa against Arkansas, but that's not enough points. Oregon.
I might play NC State plus 17.5.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I don't mind Oregon plus 3 at Washington State. And loving me some Hawaii minus 3 at home.
Okay.
And also loving me a little bit of Western Kentucky minus 5 against the Rice of the East Coast, Old Dominion.
I think that's Connecticut, sir.
Whichever. That's still on the East Coast.
Yeah, but the Rice of the East Coast, it's Connecticut.
Okay, sure. Fine.
I'll be on Utah also against USC.
Cool.
So, yeah, a few games that I'm on, but I nothing that I'm... Like, last week I was pretty soaked about that Michigan line. I don't know if there's a line this week that I'm like, oh, yeah, this is going to be a big one. But I don't know. There's still some work to be done this week, but nothing's jumping out at me as this is what you've got to play this week. What do you think about – I'm surprised you didn't mention this one. I know you love Cincinnati, plus 3.5 at Temple.
I did mention that. That was the first game I mentioned.
I thought the first game you mentioned was Arizona State and Stanford.
No, I first asked you about Vanderbilt, Kentucky, what you thought of that line, and then I said I'm looking at Cincinnati plus 3.5.
Oh, you did say you were looking at it. Okay.
Yeah, so – that's one of the ones that I'm probably going to be on because Cincinnati that's a good football team. I don't think people...
I might be on Marshall plus 3 against Florida Atlantic. I don't know if anybody's been worse against the spread than Florida Atlantic this year.
Yeah, and they're just not the same team they were last year. There's no question.
And Utah State's another team that I might look at too because Wyoming is also really, really bad.
Yeah, and Utah State's pretty
solid. They're good. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a good football team.
They're legit.
Yeah.
Washington may find its way onto my card, too.
Okay. What's their number?
15.5, I think, against Colorado.
Yeah, I think I'm shying away from that game.
It's probably a good move. You're probably smart.
I went one and one on the Pac-12 last week, which is about as well as I ever do on the Pac-12. So
yeah.
Other than Oregon, I'll probably just stay away.
So, Gaskin is banged up, questionable, I guess. But Colorado has one player, a wide receiver, Chanel, who is really good, like potential All-American good. Not just like, oh, he's good for Colorado. He's like, he's a potential All-American. He's not going to play.
Hmm.
I don't know how Colorado scores without their best player. It could get ugly.
Yeah. All right. There's some college lines for you. I wonder... If you were looking for a place to play, I wonder where you would go to do that. John, do you have a guess?
My bookie.
Yes.
I thought that's what you were going to say. I didn't want to go out on a limb, but I did think that's what you were going to say.
Yeah, well, there's only one real answer here, and it's my bookie. Mybookie.ag, or you can just Google my bookie and go there. And if you want to play any of the college games, you want to play the NFL, you want to play the baseball playoffs, NBA. NBA's up and running. You can bet that. College basketball around the corner. You're going to want to follow Hoffman. They've got that, too. They've got horses. They got CFL. They got everything. Hockey. And that's the cool thing about MyBookie. Whatever you're into, they've got a place for you to play it. And what I like about them, and I've been using them now for a couple of years, it's the only website I use because when you win, they actually pay. That's the best part. There have been so many of these websites, and now you got questions about missing owners. And I've been on another website that and maybe I'd get paid if I won. That's no cool. That's not cool at all. Not with MyBookie. You win, you get paid. It's that simple. In-game live betting, you know, if you want to get in right now on Dodgers and Brewers, you can't. They have you set up for that. And all you have to do is Google MyBookie or go to MyBookie.ag, and they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That special's not lasting much longer. But you'll get a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Use promo code radio to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code radio when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
All right, guys. Guess what's tonight? The Rockets opening night. It's here. We finally made it. It's going to be down. Obviously, they're going to play the game at Toyota Center tonight, in case anybody was unaware. The Rockets will be taking on the New Orleans Pelicans tonight. Chris Paul, James Harden, Carmelo Anthony, Clint Capella, they're all ready to go, ready to run it back starting tonight. You may be too late to be one of the first 3,000 fans in attendance. In fact, I'm going to guess you probably are. But if you did, you got one of those James Harden MVP bobbleheads presented by Toyota, where he's dressed in his fancy duds from his MVP acceptance speech. They had the liftoff party with live music going tonight. It's still not too late to get tickets. Rockets.com if you want tickets for tonight or any other night. They're going to play 41 games at Toyota Center this year before the playoffs, regular season games. There's a chance for you to get out there and watch the Rockets. Rockets.com to get your tickets today. Run it back with the Rockets. So H-Town, it's time to run as one.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. You know, I may buy a ticket package for the Rockets this year. It's easy for me to walk down there. I can't go on games like tonight because by the time I get there, I've missed a quarter. But like an 8 o'clock start for TV, I can go. Sunday afternoon, I can go. Saturdays. So, yeah, they got some good ticket packages there. A lot of people still in the restaurant thing. What about Blimpies?
I haven't been to a Blimpies in forever.
I don't know that I ever went to one.
I think the last time I went to one, it was, there may be one in like between here and Beaumont. I think there's a gas station that has a Blimpies. I'm always wary of gas station food, though.
Yeah, that's rarely a good thing.
Lamont's talking about Bambolinos. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember that either. Growing up, it was Shakey's Pizza.
Yeah.
And Alameda Mall was our one of our go-tos. And I'm trying to think, because we didn't have a lot in Lamarck, let me be honest with you. We had a Benito's Mexican restaurant. And we had a Jack in the Box. And that was about it.
So when I was
wasn't much to choose from.
When I was a little kid, I lived in Sweeney, Texas, in Brazoria County. And that's like, you know, there ain't a lot going on there. I got to tell you. There used to be a place called Milt's Deli that it wasn't really a deli. They had pizza. And there was a Dairy Queen, of course. And there was a Dairy Mart that was the truth. And when I moved back to Houston, I was like, man, I'm going to go down there and hit up Dairy Mart. You know, and it's the memory of what I ate in my head isn't quite what it is in real life, but it's still pretty good. It's a mom and pop owned shop. When I go down there, I still try to stop in. But there used to be a Mexican place outside of town called Vila's, and it's gone now. But that's like what I remember Mexican food as, because normally when we came into Houston when I was a kid, it was like we'd go watch the game and then we'd go home. Go watch the game, go home for the Astros games. Rarely did we like hang out and eat meals here. And then when I came to Houston to, like, you know, for a day, I was always at Astroworld. So yeah. I was eating, you know, corn dogs and funnel cakes all day.
Yeah, that was one thing about Astroworld. There was no good food.
No.
That was the only negative to Astroworld, but that's not why I went. That's where, you know, when I was a kid, that's where you got girls.
Lamont wants to know if any of us have eaten a McRib sandwich in the last decade.
I don't know about the last decade.
I have in the last decade for sure.
I think so too. I know for sure I haven't in the last like 5 years, but I can't be certain for the last decade. I think I have.
I've been to McDonald's once probably in the last 5 years, and I think I told you guys about it, that I stopped at McDonald's. Like, it was like a big thing.
Yeah, you wanted to get the fries.
Yeah.
And did you get the ice cream too?
I got a McFlurry. Yeah, some fries and a McFlurry.
I remember the other place we used to eat in Lamarck was a place called Leo's, and it was owned by a guy named Leo, and that's where we went all the time.
You don't say.
And the food was really good, and then he died, and I don't know I'm pretty sure it's gone, but I haven't been down that way in a while. People mentioning Stuckey's. There's like two Stuckey's on the way to Beaumont. There's one on each side now. So, 713-780-ESPN.
Man, Lamont said, is McRib really made of kangaroo meat? Is that proven?
I hope not. If it's good, who cares? I'll eat kangaroo.
I mean,
I'll eat horse. I'll eat snake. If it tastes good, I'll eat it. I'm not worried. I'm not afraid. I'm not scared.
Yeah, I don't mess with McRib. Everybody loves those things. I don't like them.
Yeah, I'd probably... Listen, I haven't eaten at McDonald's in, I don't know, 15 years, probably.
Do you remember Stop and Go gas stations?
I do. That wasn't that long ago.
No. Do you remember...
I guess, didn't Time-Wise buy them out, maybe? I don't
know. Are there still Circle Ks?
I saw one somewhere when we were traveling. Like, I may have been in Vegas that I saw a Circle K.
And so Circle K was the truth back in the day because they were the only gas stations that you could get Upper Deck baseball cards at when I was a kid. Like, you could get Topps and Donruss everywhere. But if you wanted that Upper Deck, this was like 1989, 1990, you had to go to Circle K.
Yeah, it's interesting because like Circle K I don't see around Texas. And I don't see 7-Eleven as much anymore, and certainly not in the Houston area. I don't see many 7-Elevens. But like when we went to New York, that's all they had was 7-Eleven, like all over downtown.
Yeah.
It's very strange how that works. People asking about Shoney's. I've had a lot of people ask about them. Are they not around?
I haven't seen one in forever. Let me tell you a really weird story. So when I was in probably 8th or 9th grade, I was a real bad kid. And I was always getting kicked off the bus, the school bus. I was always in trouble on the bus. And we had a bus driver named Ray Delarue, who was an old ass man. And he was always giving us, I mean, we deserved a hard time. I used to cut the top off of remember the Big Gulp Mountain Dews?
Yeah.
I cut the top off of a Big Gulp and put a balloon on it and launched a Skittle. Trying to hit my buddy in the back, like in the back row. Yeah. While I was in the very front row, busted out the bus window on the back.
Oh, no.
That got me kicked off the bus for a while. Once we tried to get Ray Delarue to change up the music because he would play like classical music and he would always play the same tape over and over. So one day I reached over his seat, ejected the tape, threw it out the window. That got me in trouble. Well, Ray Delarue tried to... He tried to make peace with me by offering to take me to have a meal at Shoney's.
Interesting.
Which, in hindsight, is really creepy. I mean, he's my bus driver.
Yeah?
I was in eighth grade. Hmm. You shouldn't be asking kids to go out to lunch.
You know.
I mean, he didn't try to touch me or anything.
Maybe he doubled as a priest.
But I went to Shoney's with him. Yeah. He didn't pull any fast ones, but I think that was also the last time I went to Shoney's.
Yeah, that's a little freaky.
Yeah.
A lot of people saying Circle K bought out Valero, so they're going to be everywhere now.
They're going to have those Upper Deck?
I don't know.
I don't think they even exist anymore.
So, yeah, there's a bunch of them. And I'm getting a whole bunch of cool ones that, you know, some of them we already mentioned, but... A lot of mention of Circle K. Somebody said, what about Sizzler? Here's one that I remember. you probably won't. It's probably before your time. You towed him.
I don't think I remember that.
I don't remember exactly what it was, but I do remember what that there was a store called You Totem. So
Tyler says Blimpy in Kingwood, and it sucks. Yeah, that's probably about right. Somebody had said that there was one in Anahuac, a Blimpy, but it closed a few years ago.
Ah.
There's a reason all these restaurants closed, because they all suck.
Yeah, and
like, you notice none of these restaurants, we've been like, man, that place was awesome, and they never should have closed down. No,
Well, in town, and they're down to one Ninfa's. There used to be a bunch of Ninfa's, and I guess...
Are they just down to one?
Well, there's like a Ninfa's Express in the tunnel.
I think there's a Ninfa's on the west side by my old house.
Yeah, I don't
off
know.
Of Memorial.
As I know that there was one that was in the tunnel is now Mr. Mexican Restaurant.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
That's I used to, when I didn't have to work and I'd go meet the wife for lunch, we'd go there and have margaritas.
Anybody live on that side of town? The Ninfa's right by Stratford High School? Is that still a Ninfa's? Mm. That's the only other one I know of that's still left. There used to be Ninfa's everywhere.
Yeah.
But people still call the original Ninfa's the original Ninfa's. Like, just be Ninfa's now, yeah. Probably.
Well, I thought there was one down south, but then it closed. And I know there was one off of Kirby that closed a few years ago and got... It's something else now. But I remember there used to be everywhere. All right. 713-780-ESPN. What do we have here?
Dirt-free carpet cleaning. When Fred puked on the floor today, all over the floor. It was gross. And dirt-free carpet cleaning, they came and fixed it immediately. And they'll do that for you, too. If your kid threw up on the floor, you need to give these guys a call. They'll clean three rooms of carpet or tile for $100, and they'll throw in a free speed dry. Nowadays, people have lighter colored fabrics. If you don't keep them clean or you throw up on them, they look horrible. Dirt Free Carpet's fall special, three rooms of carpet or tile cleaned for just $100. Give them a call now. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. They're not using chemicals. They're not using soaps. They use the best technology in the game, and they've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. 281 Dirt Free. Tell me you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. They'll clean three rooms of carpet or tile for just $100. 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet. All right, guys, let me tell you about Bill Advisor. Oh, no, I'm not doing Bill Advisor here, am I, John? I'm doing my computer career, huh? I'll tell you about that instead. If your job's sucking the life out of you, maybe mine is today. I don't know. You can do something different. IT. I know what you're thinking. I don't know a lot about math or science. I don't know a lot about math or science either, but they don't care. That's not an excuse. It's not rocket science that they're teaching. It's my computer career. Helping people start an IT career, that's their thing. If you don't absolutely love what you do, go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take that free career evaluation today. You could be on your way to your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online two or three times a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. So many reasons to check them out, guys. Classes are starting up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Right, a couple more of these. Lamont mentioned Luther's.
I don't remember that.
When I was at the Chronicle and we worked nights, we used to send this guy to get food every night. And Luther's was in the rotation. He was a little challenged. And he would always mess up the orders.
Yeah.
And you'd always get something you didn't want. But Corey Princess mentions Bonus Burger in Lamarck. I was trying to remember the name of that place that had, I think it had like an Angus cow outside of it, if I'm remembering the right place. And then somebody asked if, didn't Lamarck have a Kelly's? It didn't open until after I graduated from high school. In fact, my brother worked there for a long time.
Lamont says, I'm not sure if AJ or Jong will remember this, but during the NFL offseason, they used to have a QB challenge thingy where all the quarterbacks would compete in QB drills.
I remember that.
I remember they had a video game about it, too, where like a crappy square target would go across the field and you had to throw it and hit the middle of the target.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like Jim Harbaugh days.
I think one of my favorites was Dan Marino was doing that, and it was supposed to be a running drill where you ran and then threw the ball.
Yeah.
And he won it because he just took like one step and snapped the ball off and and threw it all the way in. But yeah, that was cool. Yeah, to me, you told him was like a 7-Eleven, a quick convenience store. And my buddy Matt from Texas City mentions Little Chief. I remember Little Chief too. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. This is that one chicken place in Lamarck, Chester's Chicken, I believe. Delicious but gone. I don't remember that one. I'm barely able to remember yesterday, but I do remember some of this stuff. It's fun times, man. I don't know. Sorry to get off on that, but yeah, it was kind of fun. Somebody says, Little Chief is still there by the college. Okay. I'm going to have to make a swing through there to see what's left in good old Lamarck. Because so much has grown up there. There's a bunch of things have opened. Like once the dog track opened, there was a Whataburger by that. And that was never there growing up. Yeah. And then there's all that whole mall out there now. And then there's a bunch. Like my other brother lives, not the one I mentioned earlier, but he lives out by that mall. I mean, that whole area has grown up, that Tech City area. Guess, whatever happened to Eckerd's?
I guess like Walgreens and CVS put them out, huh?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much everything is Walgreens and CVS now. And they're always right across the street from each other. Is there even another? I don't think I've seen anything other than those two as far as.
I mean, there's like HEB pharmacy and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I mean, just pure pharmacy.
Standalone pharmacy, no.
Of course, they're not really just a pharmacy either, because you can get electronics in there. You can get food in some of them. And, I mean, yeah, so I don't know that they're just pharmacies, but that's their main thing. I guess a lot of places have actual pharmacies now that I think about it.
My laptop's dying with like 20 minutes left in the show.
Oh, you got this, because you got to get 5 minutes and then we have deaths.
Yeah.
You can make it.
I don't think I'm going to make it.
You can do it, Hoffman.
4%, so I'm just going to plug in.
Oh, so 1% per minute?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Surely not, Drew said, amen. Luther's had the best burgers and onion rings, too. Got to remember their onion rings. And old school Chris, yeah, we mentioned both of those places. They were on the initial list that has spurred the whole conversation. So, yeah. Chris Whitmire tells me CVS bought the Eckerd's. So I guess that's what's happened with a lot of places is you just go and you sell them to somebody. It's kind of like if somebody wanted to come along and buy SportsMap right now.
Yeah.
The Chronicle decided they wanted to have a good website and said, hey, you know what? We want to buy SportsMap. I'd be okay. It'll cost you. Of course, then I'd have to convince everybody else that it was a good idea to sell. Which, if you haven't checked out SportsMap today, really good stuff, as always. So, 281 saying, hey, Fred, I heard you used to teach at San Jack. Is that true? I went there now at UHCL. I did for 2 years and enjoyed the teaching part of it, enjoyed the students, hated the administration with a passion. I think a lot of the problems they had there were problems a lot of schools have. Like I noticed HISD having to apologize for their infighting. And you know, the truth is you get people who aren't really trained to be managers having to manage people. And it doesn't work out very well in most cases. But I did enjoy the time there teaching was awesome. But I had to make a decision between that and radio, and it was a pretty easy decision.
Because you worked with me.
Although the funniest part about that, the day that I turned in my letter of resignation, the next day was the pepper spray.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I was like, that was my one nervous moment because like, I just resigned from this job. And and I'm pretty sure I could have gone back and got it, but I just didn't want to do it anymore. I wouldn't mind at some point. I don't have the time to do it right now, but things are going to get easier here once we get the book out and some other stuff. I wouldn't mind teaching a class at UH again, just like one class on, you know, either broadcasting or written journalism or just something fun. And my favorite class to teach at San Jac was mass communications, mm-hmm. because it was really a very broad subject. So that's one where I would do an entire class on Fight Club and, you know, how, and analyzing it from a philosophical, sociological, and psychological perspective, and how it's a whole, the whole thing's a metaphor for existentialism. I would do a whole class on that. And I would also do a whole class where I went and did song lyrics and analyzed the real meanings of song lyrics.
Yeah.
And that was fun, man. I enjoyed stuff like that, and the students seemed to enjoy it. But you don't get to do enough of that. Too much of it is, here's how to write in AP style. So, 713-780-ESPN. Somebody says in Needville they have a farmhouse, no CVS or Walgreens.
Really?
Yeah, I bet you in you know, some of the more, some of the smaller towns, I bet you have some, you still have some old school pharmacies. So, is it 3-1 Dodgers now?
Yeah.
Mm.
Bummer.
Womp womp.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
How about not pull your starting pitcher after one at bat?
Hey, he's going to be back. He's going to even the series up in game six.
Whatever.
Well, maybe not. I don't know. I'm not confident in them the same way I am the Astros tonight.
Yeah.
Well, I feel you can move on that game as if it has already been played. Or you can just watch it and hope it.
I think losing that game last night took a lot out of that Brewers team.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one. If you get that.
And they're, I think they're similar to the Astros in that they're young, and I think they rely a lot on emotion. The difference is the Astros have been here and done this, and they've rode the roller coaster and won.
Yeah.
The Brewers, a lot of these guys, it's their first time being on a competitive team, and I don't know if they're going to handle it quite as well.
Yeah, and the Astros came back, what, twice last season down in postseason, so...
I just think that Craig Counsell's overmanaging this team. And there he is on the phone again doing something.
Hey, can I get my starter back in there?
Yeah, he only pitched one guy. I mean, we can put him back. Yeah. No, that's not the rules, Craig.
Yeah, Chris tells me, Fred, things have supposedly been getting easier for a decade. That's true. Nothing ever. It never slows down until I die or retire. But yeah, I wouldn't mind. That's something like it would have to be someplace like UH, which is close enough for me to hop on the train to go to. Yeah. So I don't have to go park.
Would you work at UH downtown?
Yeah, I would do a class there.
But you wouldn't work at the Clear Lake Institute of Technology.
I'm not going to work anywhere where I have to drive.
Okay.
Cause that is, it's so funny that they were actually going to do that. That was one of my.
They didn't change it?
No, they didn't change it to
Damn
that.
Damn it.
No, at one point they were trying to make it UH Pasadena. And then I remember there was some proposal on the table to make it the Clear Lake Institute of Technology.
It's so great.
And I remember writing a column about, not a good idea.
They already had the shirts printed and everything, right?
No, it wasn't that. But we did a fake shirt. As the illustration, as I recall,
was it the Beavers? Were they the Beavers?
No, I can't remember what their name is. They've got a nickname now. They didn't have one when I was there, and that was 87 to 89. I guess that's where I went to grad school there. I think 87 to 89. But they do have a mascot now, and I'm sure.
What did they rename to?
It's still UH Clear Lake. They never changed it. They just, for one thing, the mayor of Pasadena was pissed off because it's not really. It's like right on the edge of Pasadena and Clear Lake, and I think part of it's in Pasadena. I could be mistaken about that. So he wanted it changed to UH Pasadena, and that got shot down. And then for some reason, everybody decided, well, let's make it the Clear Lake Institute of Technology, which if you're going to be part of the UH system, you should have UH in your name, I think.
I tend to think so, too.
UH Downtown, UH Victoria, you know, UH Bangladesh. I mean, I just think that's important. But that's just me. And so, no, they never did change it. But that was out there. One of these days, I'll have to tell you the story of my brother at Kelly's when he was a manager there. And, we'll save this for a show when we have some time. Pretty funny story about Him and a preacher and a girlfriend.
All right.
Preacher, girlfriend, brother walk into a room. I'm going to tell that on air one of these days. All right. What do we have?
Bill Advisor.
Now it's Bill
Advisor.
Finally.
Guys, if you own your home, listen up. Our friends over at Bill Advisor, they're about to save you some big money. Shopping for a better deal on your policy, it's always been kind of a hassle. Used to take hours to get a decent quote. Then someone made it 15 minutes to save a few percent. Bill Advisor's new system is even faster, and you're probably going to save a bunch of money. They're going to deliver you a firm insurance quote in just 15 seconds. That's right, 15 seconds using nothing but a text message. Grab your phone now. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You send that back. You're going to get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. The savings are real, guys. The average homeowner saving over $790 a year. Real coverage with real savings real fast. It's 2018. Who has 15 minutes to wait around anymore? Bill Advisor finds you savings in seconds. It's the new way to shop and save big on your home insurance. One more time, text the word money to 232323 and get your home insurance quote from Bill Advisor.
Hey guys, how's your credit card debt? How's your credit? If you've got good credit and you've got some credit cards run up a little bit, well, Lightstream is the place to go. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream, and you can get those numbers way down. You can save hundreds, maybe thousands, depending on how much money you have on your credit cards. And they love to reward people who have good credit. And if you've got good credit and you built your good credit, you should have a great rate, right? And you should have no fees, right? Well, that's what Lightstream tries to do for you. And it's so convenient. You can get on there and you can get the money the same day you apply. That's how quick it is. And it really doesn't matter the amount you're looking for either. If you've got a lot of credit card debt, well, guess what? They can handle that. You could save hundreds. You could save thousands. It just depends on how much you have. But how about this? 6.14% APR with AutoPay. Anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000, you can get your funds as soon as you apply. And they believe that you need to get rewarded. And they're a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you have a complete peace of mind. Blitzers can save even more because most of those credit cards are like 18 to 24%. You're getting 6.14%. How about this? An additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. Is it 5-1 Dodgers now? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
This one's getting away. Mm. Hey, tomorrow we're at Carbach, right? Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Looking forward to getting over there and having some of that great food. Can't drink great beer right now, but I can have the food. I don't know. I
don't even know what kind of food I can have. I'm going to be limited on that.
Yeah. We'll find something. They've got so much on that menu that's really good. I can't have the poutine. I know that. Poutine not on the diet. But they've got some good stuff over there. And then Friday, we're at Prime Social, right?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
So there you go. Next 2 days, we will be out. So I'm glad we got the live stream working so they can only see us today. And
yeah, enjoy us today.
Check out Sports Map. There'll be a gamer tonight. I'll have Hoffman's fantasy rankings up tonight as soon as I get home and get settled in.
Nice. So.
And tomorrow, while you guys are in Carbach, Cody Stutz will be sitting in for Barry, who's going to Portland. And on Friday, while you guys are at Prime Social, or before, one Jason Braddock will be sitting in for Barry.
Nice. Hmm.
So Braddock got his thing
figured out. That's what he tells me.
Okay. Well, we'll find out, I guess. We got a nasty letter about that. So, that's good. Looking forward to hearing Cody. You know, Cody's been doing a spot with Barry and Joel, right?
Yes. So,
yeah, he's been on air. I got to say, he does a fantastic job for Sports Map, and his articles are terrific. He's spot on with the texts. Excuse me. That was a sneeze, and I didn't hurl when I sneezed, so I guess I'm okay
That's
now.
That's good.
I'm actually feeling better now that we're near the end of the show. All right, let's close the show the way we do every Wednesday. What are the odds? We have deaths. Percent 1,000. 1994. Burt Lancaster. American actor. Spartacus. From Here to Eternity. Wasn't he gay? He died at 80.
I don't know for sure if he was gay. I know Spartacus is widely associated as a gay
movie. I'm thinking there was one big actor that everybody adored, and then they found out he was gay, and it was like a shocker because
Kevin Spacey.
That one we weren't shocked. But he was like a big-time womanizer in the movies. And I don't remember if it was Burt Lancaster or not. 1977, Bing Crosby. Dies of a heart attack at 74. He was one of the founders of Del Mar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Thoroughbred Club. It was him and Jimmy Durante. I can't remember the other one. Tim Conway, that's what it was. Useless horse racing information for me. 2012, Eddie Yost, dead at 86. 2003, Stu Hart, Canadian professional wrestler and trainer, dead at 88. I guess he was the patriarch of the Hart family?
I think so.
Yes.
2003, Hawk. American professional wrestler.
A lot of pro wrestlers dying. Huh?
Dead at 46. Not a good... Well, actually, that's a good run for a wrestler. 1964, Herbert Hoover, the 31st U.S. president. Dead at 90. 1959, George Marshall, U.S. Army general. Dead at 78. In 1930, Herbert Henry Dow, who founded Dow Chemical. Died from cirrhosis of the liver at 64, probably from one of his chemicals. Okay, I don't know who this 1941 guy is. I think you put that on there to get me to slip up.
No, it sounded funny.
Dirk Falk. Yeah, thank you for me not screwing out. Here's your best guess. Paul Allen this week, 65 years old. Muammar Gaddafi.
Muammar.
That's a hard one to say.
Muammar Gaddafi.
I know.
It's a bad guy.
Bob Guccione, Penthouse, 79. Thomas Edison. Turned out the lights at 84 in 1931.
And Dennis Hoff.
Dennis Hoff, too,
this week.
Yeah.
Of Bunny Ranch fame.
Yeah, yeah. He's Hoff to the next world. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job today, Jong Lee. Great job, Hoffman. Yeah, it wasn't too bad for, not being 100%. Stuck it out. We'll be back tomorrow at Carbach. Come and see us. Make sure you get those pub crawl tickets today before the price goes up. Till tomorrow, stay sporty, bitches.